Good morning. We want to welcome you on this very spiritual, very sacred Sunday. I shared with our church family last week just to give you the background for this. Of course, All Saints is the 1st of November. And most churches, yes, indeed, observe All Saints Sunday on the first Sunday, as did we. But then Tom Lieberg and I became good friends years ago, and that started the relationship with our sister churches here in the community. So we had worked it out so that we would have our observance on the second Sunday in November, so that if any of the Lutherans or any of the other brothers and sisters of the various denominations, if they wanted to come and participate, this arrangement would allow. For that accessibility. And indeed, that's what we're doing today. And it will be, as I say, a very, very sacred and a very spiritual service. As here shortly, we will have the naming of the saints this year. And you take a look at this altar. What a year it has been. And so in the midst of our bereavement comes the celebration of life eternal in Jesus Christ. I got some compliments, Betty, on your tie you gave me. This is yours, birthday girl. This is yours. And she gave me this, and I wanted to wear it today. I wanted to wear it because it's the color of royalty. And our loved ones have not been destroyed by death, but now they share in the royal legacy, the inheritance there, the riches of heaven with Jesus Christ, our Lord. So thank you, Betty. Thank you for your tie. I also want to lift up about Betty's brother-in-law, Dale has been in the hospital, had a stent installed in his heart, but Betty would sure want us to continue to remember Dale and Lois. Thanks to the laity, next Sunday will be Laity Sunday. It's one of the rare Sundays that I'm actually going to take part in a continuing education event, Dick. I know we've said, Greg, you haven't done much. I do continuing ed, but I do it on my own. I was always kind of in a cell, their cubicles when I was at Bethesco. And I'm a bookworm, and that's what I did. So I've always continuing ed. But it's a required gathering that I must attend, and it will be in Columbus next weekend. So thank you to the laity who were able to shift Laity Sunday to next Sunday. And boy, with Mr. Bowen, Dave, you're in the best of hands. So thank you, Dave. Dave's going to be joining me here shortly. You see these candles flanking each side here. These will be the candles for you, and we're not limited to this number of candles. After the saints have been named, then we will open it up to you for our visitors. I want to invite you to please participate. Call out the names of your loved ones in heaven that you want to remember today. And then Dave and I will continue lighting these candles and continue naming beyond the candles. Are there any parish notices to come before us before we begin our time of worship? Yes, Mary Ann.
Couple things. This past Wednesday we had a UMW meeting, and we will be getting the program book ready for the upcoming year. One of the things I do need to have, sometimes we've had telephone numbers to change, addresses, maybe emails to add, and please see me if you were not in attendance on Wednesday night and would like to update the program book that we have for 2014 for UMW. And also, I guess at this time I'm gonna I know President Lynn Johnson wouldn't mind if I do that, but I would like to offer an opportunity for others to join our organization. We was talking about some possible programs for next year, 2014, and to me they sounded pretty exciting, some of the presentations or ideas that might happen. So I would encourage you, if you're currently not a member of United Methodist Women, to come join us. So see me for any changes in the program book.
Excellent, Mary Ann. Excellent. Thank you, my friend. Any other parish notices? Let's prepare our hearts for morning worship. Mm-hmm. Let us pray. Lord of creation, Lord of the resurrection, speak to our hearts this morning of the promise of eternal life in Christ as we remember the saints who now share your heavenly glory. Remember us. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit that we may be strengthened to serve you on earth as in heaven until that blessed day when we all get to heaven. In Christ we pray. Amen. Come into God's presence with singing and praise.
We join the assembly of faithful followers.
Bring dancing and melody, joy and laughter.
We join the hope-filled saints of God.
Sing a new song to God, even as we remember and proclaim ancient wisdom.
We join in the lineage of faith.
Lift up your hearts and your voices unto the Lord God with the opening hymn of praise, 702. Sing with all the saints in glory.
Thank you.
opportunity. Welcome your neighbors through the passing of the peace. This time we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning, children. Well, you are here on a very, very special, very sacred Sunday morning of worship. We will have our All Saints observance today, and you see here the candles on the altar representing our loved ones who have died and gone to heaven to share in the glory of Jesus Christ, where they live safe and sound with the Lord. So we have that this morning. But this week we also have another holiday. Now, it isn't Thanksgiving. However, it is an appropriate day in which we give thanks. It is an Independence Day. However, it is a day that we celebrate our freedoms. It isn't Valentine's Day. But you know what? It is a day in which we show our love and our respect, our appreciation to our veterans. It's Veterans Day. And what I'm going to have us do, of course, it's also known, by the way, as Armistice Day. It is observed in many countries. Do you know, I found it interesting. Some countries call it Remembrance Day. Warren, I like that. Remembrance Day. And that actually ties in with today because, for the most part, Veterans Day is an observance of our men and women who have been in the military, who are alive and are with us. But also, it is a remembrance of those who laid down their lives that we might have these precious freedoms. So what I want us to do, children, I'm going to have you stand up. Have you all stand up for a second here. All right, children, I want you to look back this way. Turn around. All of us children are going to be looking back this way. Now, will all the men and the women who served in the armed forces in the military, will you all please stand for a moment so we can recognize you? Let's stand for a moment and let's give them a, let's raise them. No roof on this one. God bless you, men and women. You may be seated, and children, you may be seated. Now, there are many, many ways that we observe Veterans Day. One is the poppy, and I tell you, I should have thought ahead to bring the poppies. The poppies are placed between the crosses of Flanders Field, and it is a beautiful way of remembrance to wear the poppy to remember the men and the women who serve. But another thing that we can do, we can pray and we can give thanks. We can do that right now, can't we? Let's do that. Let's make a circle. And let's pray and give thanks to the Lord for the men and the women who were willing to risk their lives on a daily basis so that we and boys and girls all around the world can have the freedom to do what we're doing right now, the freedom to pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the men and the women who answered that call of the highest commitment. Following the example of our Lord Jesus, they were willing to lay down their lives if need be so that we could have the right, the freedom to do what we're doing right now, to pray to you, Lord God. We ask that you bless these men and women and sanctify the remembrance of them, of those that have died, Lord God. And bless us that we may continue to follow that example of commitment and serve you for boys and girls, for precious freedoms in Jesus here and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, children. Well, you know now, we've got your treats for you. I think today we were going to have Katie. Well, you want to carry some time for Greg? Because I'm always looking for help. I will remember you, sweetie. I appreciate that. Thanks for stepping forward. Everybody get two. Now, don't forget to get two. Remember, you want to have two. Because you're going to give one away. You know what? You saw the veterans today. Maybe you might want to give one to one of them, huh? Just saying. Just a thought. Y'all, that would be a good one for the veteran, would it? Yeah, sure would. That would be a good one. Show love, huh? We said that. All righty. Everybody get two. And Katie's going to help me with the mic, aren't you, sweetheart? Good for you, Cole. Good for you. Hey, Cole. Here, you want me to hold that for you? You want me to hold it? Oh, are these more treats then? Oh, hey, thanks, Roger. Thank you, Chloe. Thank you. Appreciate that, sweetheart. You know, I should double check with you all. Was that for today? Or was it for another, for Sundays to come? Bless your heart, Vicky. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you. Well, Cliff, your daughter did a good job. Yes, she did. She did a good job. She got those right to us. All right, everybody. Get you two there. Can you see okay? Can you see good? You see good? Yes, indeed. Oh, discerning which would be the good ones. Yes. Yeah, because you're going to hand one away. You know what touches my heart? The very one that he picked is the one he's going to give away, too. So he's going to give away his best. Y'all got, you didn't get two, did you? Make sure you got two. You want to have two. Because one you keep, and the other one you give to somebody, you tell them Jesus loves them. You may return to your pews, and Katie's going to help with the microphone. And again, I know we are blessed with visitors today on this sacred Sunday. Well, you sure you can't help, buddy, sure. And we want to be sure to extend that invitation. If you wish to fill out the visitor's card, the ushers, when they come by here in a little bit for the morning offering, drop the visitor's card in there with if you want to put your telephone number on there. They always get them to me. I'll get a call back to you. And that's a great way to get better acquainted. This portion of the service, joys and concerns, you see, Katie's ready to go with the mic here. If you have a joy, it could be, for instance, birthday announcement, wedding anniversaries. It could be a testimony of how the Lord of light is shining, shedding that light on your pathway in this earthly journey. You want to lift that up, raise your hand. Could be a concern, maybe someone you love sick. You want to raise your hand, lift them up in prayer. And I think I see Kennedy back there. Am I seeing okay? All right. Aren't you proud of my eyesight? I'm doing better.
Yesterday was my parents' 22nd anniversary.
Well, raise a cheer. Very good, daughter. Very good. Lisa and Chris, God bless you. That's wonderful. Any other? Yes, back there. Marianne. Yes, Marianne.
I would like for you to keep a staff person at Vantage Career Center in your prayers. She's had some health issues this week. And also keep in your prayers the young man that was in the accident on Friday morning. Intersection of 49 and 30. So if you keep him and his family in your prayers.
Wow. Well, indeed, Marianne. Indeed, indeed. I want to thank you, too, for the prayers for Laura, and she is here today. The poor kid's been really sick and coughing for weeks, and so thank you for remembering her in your prayers. Looking back here, Dad's getting in on this, too. Hey, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Papa. More joys or concerns. We don't want to squelch the spirit. If you have I have one right up here. I have a couple right up here.
We want to ask that Aubrey Turner be placed on your prayer list as I speak. She's in the hospital and is quite sick. Thank you.
Indeed, Brother Warren. Brother Warren, we sure will. Very special woman.
Gail and our Gregson, our youngest grandson, they both had a birthday on Friday.
Karen, that's wonderful. Raise a cheer. Indeed. Fantastic. Yes, sir, Dave.
Yeah, I want to give a kind of an update. I got a text from Jasmine's mom the other day, and her lungs are down to 25% of working now, and they're still working trying to get her on a lung transplant, but they just can't get her blood and stuff working right either. And Gina, she had to go to the doctor the other day because her heart rate got back up there again, so she's got to go back to Cleveland the 22nd. They tried some new medicine on her, and as of yesterday, it was starting to kick in, so she was feeling pretty good yesterday. But some testimonies I've got. I've been doing a little driving for my daughter and son-in-law for their business, and I've had quite a few people. I don't know if they're finally waking up or the Lord's waking them up, but they're asking for me to pray for them, and I get to kind of witness to them a little bit about the Lord, and so he's working through me too for the people.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but you shared something with me. I want you to share with the family here. Technically, as in many venues in life, you're not to begin or initiate that witness. But don't you have something in there in the cab, in the car, that's a symbol of the faith that kind of can prime the pump, so to speak? Don't you, Dave?
Yeah, as you know, you can't come right out and speak about the Lord, but I do have a picture of Jesus on my dashboard, and also I have a couple Bibles that stick into my door that I do sit and read while they're at their appointments and stuff, so the Lord kind of, you know, just like I said, he's working through me, and he's given me a lot of time to get into his word and stuff, so I know today I cannot live without the Lord.
Amen, Brother Dave. Dave, thank you so much. Thank you for calling with me. I'm tied up with the district responsibilities this Tuesday, but next week we go out calling again. I've already got some names for us. So thank you, Brother Dave. Any other sharings, joys or concerns? And I see Gloria back here.
Carolyn Shum is now in Fort Wayne in the hospital. She got out of Cleveland and she's in Fort Wayne for some rehab.
God bless you, Gloria. Thank you for lifting her up. Are there any others to be lifted up or any other sharings? I see Karen over here.
Please keep the Philippine
Amen.
Country in your prayers. Our daughter-in-law's mother is still over there, but she is doing fine. And I have a girlfriend, her daughter-in-law's family is over there, and they're doing fine. There's probably more where it was at, or actually hit there, so we pray for all of them.
Karen, the Lord, thank the Lord for working through you, his instrument, his servant. We, in fact, just received the advanced special number. You know the United Methodist Church, you know what the DS said, along with the Red Cross. Sometimes we beat the Red Cross. United Methodists are always there at the scene. We've already got the advanced special number. They're going to work, Karen. But we have that number for offerings, and so Dick, we'll make sure we get that to you and Margaret. Any other sharings? I see back there. Thank you again, Karen. 10,000 is the count right now. 10,000 lost. 10,000.
Yesterday was Crestview Swing Choir's first competition. I know Sydney, Mallory, Kennedy, Riley Guest, the Hughes girl. But they are also singing backup at the Point of Grace concert December 6th.
Wow!
Tickets were going fast. I'm not sure if they're sold out yet, but
wow.
If you want to get a ticket, you might want to get it real quick.
My goodness. And who all's involved? Lisa, say it again. I had trouble hearing sometimes.
Kennedy, Mallory, Sydney, Riley Guest, Taylor Hughes.
Singing back up? Oh, that's just awesome. Thank you, Lisa. Wow. Yeah, we do want to make sure, keep us posted on those tickets, ticket opportunities. That's just awesome. Awesome. Any other sharings? This has been a beautiful spirit in this place of worship today. Can we show an appreciation for Katie? Can we show appreciation for Katie? Dad, you didn't do half bad yourself. All right. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Let us now turn to the Lord in silent prayer and meditation. Heavenly Father, and now strengthen and prepare our hearts, O Lord. You who wept at the grave of Lazarus, you know what this feels like for us today. At the same time, Lord God, we do not grieve as those who have no hope. You are the hope. You are the promise. You are the victory. So as we remember our loved ones, the saints, and the reading of the saints, and the naming of the saints, again, reinforce our spirits. Strengthen us, Lord God, that victory in Jesus is now theirs and is ours. And is ours. Strengthen us to serve you until that day when we gather at the feet of Jesus on heaven's shore. And until that time, may we serve you again on earth as in heaven. Deepen our faith as we lift up that prayer that Jesus, the Savior, the resurrection, has invited us to share. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to have us stand together again to lift up our faith in this hymn of promise, 707. Thank you. Our choir director, Keith, is very sick right now. And we want to extend our prayers to him. At the same time, we want to lift up a thanks to this pipe organist extraordinaire, many talented Linda Holden, who is at the helm. We're in good hands, and the choir is going to share at this time, and then the scripture will follow. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Linda. The Lord has blessed you with many talents. And thank you for blessing our lives. And she, bless your heart. Thanks, Linda. She knows I forget to hand him a music. But thank you again, Linda. And thank you. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Glenn. Thanks for getting my back for me, covering my back. And now I want to lift up the scripture for this very sacred service. One that I know that many of you have embraced for a time such as this. Listen to these words of comfort, and listen to this promise from Revelation chapter 21, the memorable verses 2 through 7. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, see, I am making all things new. And also he said, write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. And then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. And those who conquer will inherit these things. I will be their God, and they will be my children. The Lord has touched our loved ones. He touched them. He has made them whole. Indeed, not just restored, but life to the full, life that we can't even, as Jesus has cautioned us, life that we cannot even conceptualize, we cannot fathom. I want you to hear, let me just take a moment. We love our children. You know, Warren, you know, Brother Warren, this is one of my favorite times of every worship experience, is the time that we spend with these little ones, fresh from the hands of the Creator. Listen to what some of the children have written as to what heaven is like. These are their imaginings. An 8-year-old by the name of Eric said, it is a place where there is a lot of money lying around. You could just pick it up and play with it and buy things. I think I am going to buy a basketball. And I'm going to play basketball with my great-great-grandmother. I'm pretty rich, isn't it? Scott said, heaven is up in the sky, and you could look down at circuses for free if you want to, except you have to ask God for permission first. 7-year-old David wrote, he says, heaven is kind of big, and they sit around playing harps. I don't know how to play a harp, but I suppose I should learn how to play that dumb thing pretty soon. That's actually what he wrote. What was it Art Linkletter said? Kids say the darndest things. Well, I mean, we may chuckle about these imaginings again, these visions of the children, but you know what? We can't chuckle too much, because how much more do we really know? Again, Jesus said, if I tell you of earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe? How can you fathom heavenly things? We can't. We trust that Jesus' promises are secure, that it's in the best of hands, in the hands of our Lord, the risen Christ. We trust that it's beauty beyond our imagining. As the great mystics for centuries have said, ultimately it is the ineffable. Ineffable. It is the unfathomable. But we trust our Lord for it. The wife of Albert Einstein was once interviewed, and she was asked about this E equals MC2 and the theory of relativity. And they asked her, they said, do you understand this, Mrs. Einstein? She says, oh heavens, no, no. But Albert does, and I trust him. We trust the Lord of heaven, and therefore we know that our loved ones live, because Jesus has promised, as I live, you shall live also. We trust that they live, and one day, when the journey is finished, the Lord will take us by the hand, and we will live there as well. What a comfort this is. Past week, I had dinner with Lillian Embick, and Lillian Embick was a guest of Patrick Swayze's widow. She had come to Fort Wayne to promote some of the philanthropic organizations for which she and Patrick, her late husband, the actor, had sponsored. And of course, Lillian's kind of she's sort of the toast of Fort Wayne, you know. And she said, Greg, that Lisa is her name. Lisa talked about her husband, and you ladies could, I know Laura said an amen to this when I told her what Lisa said. Lisa said that her husband was perhaps the most handsome man that God ever made on earth, Tim. And Laura says, that's for sure. And I'm sure you ladies agree with that. And then Lisa talked about how they met. Of course, Patrick was a, there again, multi-talented creature of the Lord. He was a dancer for good reason. His mama was a dancer, a dance instructor, and a professional choreographer. So that's where Patrick learned his dance. Actually, he was going to be a professional football player, Tim. He started out in pro football, had a knee injury, knocked him out of that that vocation. So he returned to dance and was trained professionally in ballet, performed on many stages, performed on Broadway. But it was actually at his mama's studio that he and his beloved Lisa met. She came to take dancing lessons. That's where the two met. They fell in love. They were married in 1975. And Lisa spoke of her great love for her beloved husband. And she also spoke of the pain in that separation that many of you here today are experiencing. Lillian told me, Lillian, as I said, was her guest. And Lillian said, "Now, Gregory, what did your daddy tell you? Didn't you tell me that your father said when your mama died?" And of course, I told you before, Sharon, I'm a mama's boy. I am proud of it. Your daddy told you, didn't he, that I know you loved your mother, but son, my son, you don't know what pain is until it's your spouse who passes. Lisa spoke of that. Lillian spoke of that. Byron's been gone almost 5 years now. And then Lillian said something to me. Brother Warren, I've heard this again and again. She says to me, "Gregory, tell me, how do people bear this kind of pain? How do they cope without the Lord in their life?" As it is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, we grieve. You hear that? We grieve. Yet we do not grieve as those who have no hope. Our hope is in the Lord. We're in the best of hands, in the hands of Christ. Just one quick story before the lighting and the naming of the saints. A story from Scotland tells of a mother's dramatic rescue of her child. Workmen were blasting rock in a quarry, and one day, after they had set the fuses and had retired to a safe location, sounded the alarm, of course, to their horror, they saw a three-year-old child wandering across the open space where danger threatened. In fact, every passing second meant that death was closing in on this little three-year-old boy. Well, the workers called to the child. They waved their arms, and the little fellow just looked upon these strange antics with amusement. And no man dared rush forward, knowing that at any second the explosion would take place. And they confessed that that little boy would most certainly have died that day had not his mother appeared at this moment of crisis, taking in the situation at a glance. She did what her mother's heart dictated. She did not run toward her child or yell at him to frighten him. She knelt down, opened wide her arms, and smiled for him to come. And instantly, that child ran into his mother's arms. And a split second later, Annie, the ground shook with the force of the explosion. Thanks God, praise be to God, the child was safe in his mother's arms. How like the picture of the grace of God and the cross of Calvary. With arms outstretched on the cross, Jesus has extended his gracious invitation to the entire world, indicating that we are to come to him for eternal safety. Our loved ones are safe and sound, delivered safe and sound to the shores of heaven, where they rest now from their labors and enjoy the reward, the great rich inheritance with our Lord, King of Kings, Jesus the Christ. Dave, I'm going to invite you to come forward. We're going to prepare to name the saints. We're going to begin, as I shared with you earlier, we're going to name the saints that are on the altar. I do want to extend an invitation to the families of these loved ones that the candle and the base is yours following the service. You just come up and help yourself. Dave's going to, again, extend hospitality because I have to go downtown and prepare for the service downtown. We will name Paul Moorhead. We will name him, but his candle is reserved downtown where Dottie and the family we'll be sharing in that worship service. But Dave, I want to thank you, brother, and I'll go ahead. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. I'll receive one of these, and we are going to begin. And Linda will sound the chime after you receive the light from the altar. And I want to, you know what, Linda, give me a second. Greg, I've always got that fan on me, Lynn. Here we go. All right, we will begin then, Linda, and I thank you for helping us with this worship service. And I know this is tender. We begin. Rosanna Etkin. Troy Hammond. Albert L. Hammond, affectionately known to us as Jim. The candle will be reserved for downtown worship service at that campus, but we lift up the name of Paul Moorhead. Dwight Smith. Glenn Garris, Craig Young, Eston Ford. For whom we just had her graveside service just a few weeks ago. Her family is here. Dolores Harris. Again, an invitation to the families that when the service is completed, please go and take your candle back home with you. Now, as we have shared with you, this is also this opportunity for this entire congregation. We have a number of we have a number of candles here, but we are not limited by the number of candles. We will begin the naming, and Dave is going to begin to light the first candle. Just call out the name of the saints, your loved ones. This may be a name that hasn't been spoken audibly for years. What a rich opportunity. Call out the names of your loved ones. Reverend Gary Williams. Light shines, so light shines, and the light of Christ within our loved ones has not been extinguished. As we said, we have a certain number of candles, but there is no stop to the naming of our loved ones. And I invite you throughout this day, I know some of us are shy, I know I relate to that, but I invite you to speak their name at some point today. Turn to the Heavenly Father and speak the name of your loved one and give thanks that in Christ they live. We will extinguish these candles at the close of this service, and thank you, Brother Dave. But again, that light of Christ within these loved ones shines more brightly now than we can even possibly imagine. At this time, the ushers will come forward and they will assist us as we serve the Lord of Heaven, the Lord of Resurrection, through the morning tithes and offerings. us pray together. Blessed are these gifts when they bring hope to the poor, food to the hungry, and comfort to the sorrowful. May these gifts be blessed, O God, as they become blessings to a world in need. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Dave.
Now the closing hymn. It is again another hymn of victory. 723, Shall We Gather at the River. May that love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.